Blog Talk Radio.
I want you to sing that last verse again, please. It was Dr. Pentecost who stated, when the Lord told Moses, when he asked, whom shall I say has sent me? The Lord said to the great lawgiver, you tell them I am that I am has sent you. And let me tell you what he was then. He still is today. Thank you, Greg. Mama, praise God.
I can hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small, child of weakness, watch and pray, find in me thine all and all. Jesus, say, Treasure,
Everybody all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place.
Your simple song.
Oh, My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and come to the table.
Justice
commanded. That I should die. But grace and mercy said, oh no, Jesus paid. He paid the price. I once was blind. Thank God I can see. It was because of grace that came down to me. Yes, it did. Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living each moment because of you. Oh, yes, Lord. I just want to thank you. Praise you too. Your grace and mercy. Oh. One more time now. Your grace and mercy brought me through. Yes, it did. I'm living each moment. I just want to thank you, dear Lord, and praise you too. Your grace and mercy. Just a close walk with thee, yes, Lord. Oh, grant it, Jesus, it's my plea. Well, daily walk, close to thee. Oh, let it be, dear Lord. Oh, let it be. Oh, just a closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, is my close to thee. Oh, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Well, I am weak, but thou art strong. Well, Jesus, keep me from all wrong. Well, I'm all beset far as long. Yes, I am, as I was. Dear Lord, close to thee. Oh, just a closer walk with thee. Daily walk close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord. Let it be. You know, it's just a closer walk. Granted, Jesus, here's my plea. Daily walk close to thee. Daily walk close to thee. Oh, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. I have found, as I have journeyed through this long dark night of life, seeming sometimes that I was out on the open sea. By faith alone, sight unknown, and yet somehow I knew his eyes were watching me. That sometimes I could even hold them in my hands. But I never knew that those dreams could slip right through like they were only tiny grains of sand. Anchor hold, though the ship is bad. As I face this raging sea, the anchor holds, despite the storm. Now I've been young. I'm older now, yes. There has even been some beauty that these eyes have seen. it was in the night. That I faced the storm, the storms of life. But that's where God proved his love, proved it to me. Yes, he did. The anchor holds. Yes, it does. The ship be battered. The anchor holds. Though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face those raging seas. Oh yes, anchor hold, despite the storm. I have fallen on my knees as I face those raging seas. The anchor holds. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Despite the God, I have found the anchor. The anchor.
I need you. Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me.
I need you, Holy Spirit, fresh on me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we need you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Broboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. Hallelujah. We glorify your name, O God. Your name is worthy of praises, glory, and honor. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We magnify you. Thank you for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. Thank you for waking us up this morning to a dawning of a new day. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your love. We thank you most importantly for salvation. Oh, Father God, we have come to thy throne of grace this morning, asking for grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus and mercy. Father, forgive us of things that we have not done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. Have mercy upon us, oh God. Your mercies are new every morning, O God. Have mercy in the name of Jesus. Repent of sins of omission and commission, all the things that we know that we have done that do not bring glory and honor. We repent in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within in the name of Jesus, O God. Oh, Father, we ask you to lead us. We ask you to guide us. We ask you to protect us. We ask you to show us the steps to take and the steps not to take. Holy Spirit, we are dependent on you. Release a special anointing for this day upon our lives in the name of Jesus. Let us walk in that anointing, O God, and recognize you as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh, Jesus, how we love you. Oh, how we need you. How we need you, Jesus. We try to make it. We cannot make it without you. We need you every second, every minute, and every hour, O God. Oh, we need you. We need you. We need you. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for unlimited blessings and breakthroughs in our lives. We thank you for the word this morning in the name of Jesus. We praise you, O God. Let the word come forth in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Spirit. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise you, O God. We worship you, O God. I pray that you will touch the heart of each and every one listening now and those that will listen at another time, O God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We glorify your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, for this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for those that are here this morning. There are some that are not doing too well. We ask you to heal them completely and totally. Father God, whether it's emotional healing, we ask you to release your healing anointing in the name of Jesus upon our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus, by the stripes of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We are saved and redeemed in the name of Jesus. We are healed, we are delivered, and we are set free. We bless you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, Lord, in the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. To those of you that's just joining us this morning, I am Apostle Marco Broboyu, your host this morning. I want to say good morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Welcome to our I Am Morning Glory prayer service in Jesus' name. We're going to go back to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 1. I started it a few at the beginning of this week, and we want to just touch on it a little bit this morning in the name of Jesus. So if you have your Bible, please go back to Nehemiah chapter 1. The words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah, and it came to pass in the month of Chosu in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan the palace, that Hananiah, one of my brethren, came, and he had 70 men of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there are in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. I want you to always underline that, because I go back to the broken wall, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. And it came to pass when I heard these words that I sat down. Underline sitting down, sat down and wept and mourned certain days, and fasted and prayed before the Lord. He sat down, he wept, he mourned certain days, he fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. And I said, I beseech you, O God, Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God, that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him, and observe his commandments. Oh, I want you to see the format of this prayer this morning. And he said, and I beseech thee, God, Lord of heaven, the great and terrible God, that keepeth covenant and mercy for who? For them that love him and observe his commandment. You love him and you observe his commandment. Hallelujah. Let thy ear be attentive and thy eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray thee now, day and night, for the children of Israel, your servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned. We have dealt very corruptly against thee, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statute, nor the judgment, which commanded thy servant Moses. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go further. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I want you to pay attention to verse 5. We talk about the covenant, that keep covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. You know, we have to always observe the way we approach the Lord. When you approach the Lord, you approach him with reverential fear. I'm not talking about the fake fear, but serious reverential fear. And he acknowledges that you keep covenant and mercy for them that love. He's acknowledging the goodness and the greatness of God. He knows who God is, and he's repeating it. He's not going, oh, God. That's when you enter into the gates of thanksgiving and into the courts with praise. He acknowledges who God is, that all God's promises are yes and amen. He acknowledges the greatness of God. Then when he says that, then he goes, he said, Lord, hear my prayer. He said, let thy ear be attentive now, and thy eyes open, that thou mayest hear the servant, thy servant, which I pray before thee now, day and night, for the children of Israel, thy servant, and confess. So he said, listen, let your eyes be open, let your ear, let your ear be attentive. We're talking about spiritual ears and your eyes open so that you can hear our prayer. And then he tells God, you know, because he said, those that love him and keep his commandment. But then you see, when he's praying, he says, I'm praying on behalf of the children of Israel. They have sinned, your servants. He called thy servant. And he confessed the sins of the children of Israel and of himself and his father's house. He goes on, you know, and he confesses, you see, we have dealt corruptly against thee, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments which thou commanded thy servant Moses. He acknowledges the wrong that he has done. Hallelujah. He acknowledges something. We go to God, when we confess, we look for but. But this person did this to me. You cannot get a breakthrough in your prayers if you keep blaming everybody around you who did this and who did that, you know. And maybe if you still didn't, or if you feel you didn't do something, still confess, you know, pray and ask God to forgive you yourself, because we all have errors in our lives. So we have to come to God holy, amen, in the name of Jesus. So we can't think that we owe that and feel like it's not for us, it's for every one of us. Nehemiah is already a king's cupbearer. He works for the king. He doesn't have to have that interest in his people. That's another sermon on its own. He could be selfish and decide, I don't have time, it's not me, I'm not there, I got my job with the president, I don't have time for my people, but Nehemiah cares. Many times we neglect our people, the nations, a lot of people. I'm not going back to that nation. I'm not going back. I'm not going back. No. You got a good job, you got good money, and you refuse to go back to your nation or to help your people or to do some type of assistance. I just, no, you're not going to go back to help to build and do, or even pray or fast for your nation. You see, but Nehemiah is an honorable man, and we praise God for all the spirit of Nehemiah that we have in hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Nehemiah, again, he said, he confesses, we have dealt very corruptly, verse 7, against thee, and have not kept the commandments, nor statutes, nor the judgment which thou commanded thy servant Moses. And then he said, verse 8, remember, I beseech thee, that thou commanded thy servant Moses, saying, if ye transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. But if ye turn unto me and keep my commandments and do them, though you were there were of you cast out into the uttermost parts of the heaven, yet will I gather them from hence and bring them into the place that I have chosen to set my name there. He reminds God. He reminds God. You see, this Nehemiah is praying completely according to God's promises. According to the scripture, he reminds God. Now he said, now these are thy servants and thy people whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power and thy strong hand. Remember, he redeemed them when they came out of Egypt. And he said, Lord, I beseech thee, let thy ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servants who desire to fear thy name and prosper. This is, you desire, Lord, to fear thy name and to prosper. Do you desire to fear his name and prosper? I pray thee, thy servant this day, grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's bearer. Hallelujah. You look at the format of the prayer. You look at praise. You know, look at that he's acknowledging that the children of Israel have sinned. He's acknowledging that the whole nation has sinned and fallen short, including himself. So when he prays for everybody. He comes with reverential fear to the Lord. He doesn't come commanding that God does these things, like sometimes people will pray these commanding prayers. No, he comes with God with humility and reverential fear. And this is how we should approach God. Hallelujah. So if you see this prayer like that, if you pray for your nation and you pray for something, this is how you can use this as a pattern of prayer. When you want to pray for nations and or different things, you use that pattern. when you go to God, you praise him, you worship him, you acknowledge who he is. Hallelujah. You don't just run and act. And you go through that step before you go to the second step, because when you go to the second step, you're telling him what his promises are, what he said he would do, what he said to Moses, and that he was going to do this and this and that. Now he's talking about what is in this, in that now period. Amen. For God's promises will always be the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Bringing God into remembrance. God, you said if I do this, you will do that. Amen. Bringing God into remembrance, but with reverential fear of him. The problem with us these days, we don't fear God. But you see, Nehemiah, he's a man of integrity, honesty. He fears the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus. We want our prayers to be answered. We should walk in reverential fear of the Lord and in integrity in the name of Jesus. And we should have this, the character. And, oh, Apostle, I don't have it. Turn your life over to Jesus. He can perfect all that concerns you because he loves you in the name of Jesus. Approaching God is so important in these last days. And this is why it's so important to look at the pattern of prayers in the Bible. You know, when you look at the Lord's prayers, we're talking about patterns of prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Holy is thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth. You see that pattern is you're acknowledging the greatness, the goodness of God. How great he is. You're reminding him of his promises. And then you're confessing that your sin and the sin of the children of Israel, whoever you pray, before you come into the next part of the prayer. Sometimes we go to 1 and 2, we don't do 3 and 4, because we jump straight to ask God instead of acknowledging his greatness, praising him, worshiping him. We go straight to that. Sometimes I get this thing when I'm on the radio, and everyone who knows me knows that I do worship, always do worship music first, because I have to get myself prepared spiritually to connect with the Holy Ghost so that the word of God can come forth. And you still, regardless, it is, we enter into his gates of thanksgiving and into his courts of praise. I can't just come and just preach like that. I have to go through that process, amen, in the name of Jesus, to get the full effect of the Holy Spirit in our lives, in the name of Jesus. It takes a pattern that you can read several prayers in the Bible and see how the apostles, the disciples, see how they were able to overcome things. Amen. In the name of Jesus. See how they prayed. See, you know, all these things that God wrote that's in the Bible is for us to use them as pattern. Amen. In the name of Jesus. The walls broke down. It's their business. You might not be in your country, but when things are happening in that country, it's your business. If you can't do nothing, sit down, fast, and pray, and the Lord will give you divine instructions. If you're in the United States, fast and pray. Sit down, fast and pray. And God will show you how to pray concerning this country and in the name of Jesus. But go to God with reverential fear of him. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Hallelujah. Yeah, and your manner of approach, I don't care whether you're the king, cupbearer, who you are, you have to approach God with reverential fear. Amen. And that means you respect him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So when Nehemiah prayed, after he prayed all of it, you're going to see, if you look further, that he's about to restore the temple. Amen. In the name of Jesus, the walls. that have been broken, the gates that have been burned. Hallelujah. But he went through a pattern first. Don't miss that pattern and just come to the next one. No. Follow the pattern because God is speaking and this is what he wants us to do. Follow. Look at the Lord's Prayer. Look at John 17. Look at prayers that Jesus prayed. Follow those prayers and you will see the results of your prayers. Even if you're in the room, the Holy Spirit will speak to you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you this morning for this word. Oh, Father, teach us how to approach your throne of grace. Teach us how to be humble, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lead us and guide us, oh God. This is the day you have made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Oh, we bless you and we thank you. We pray that your strength is made perfect in our weaknesses. We pray for strength in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we bless your name. We praise your name, oh God. We worship you. Oh, Father, we adore you. Hallelujah, Lord. We bless you. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for those that are here, those that will listen at another time. We thank you for the impartation, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name. We adore you. We pray for those that are here that are sick. We pray for healing and deliverance, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for emotional healing also in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We cover each and every person with the blood of Jesus. And Psalm 91, in the name of Jesus, let thy name be glorified, oh Lord. We bless your name. We praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let us say the grace. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. Don't forget, read Nehemiah 1 and follow the pattern of prayers and use that pattern and apply that pattern into your life in the name of Jesus. I want to say to you to join us this evening at 8 p.m. We're going to have a Holy Communion prayer service every weekend at 8 p.m. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Bring your prayer requests and we will pray for you in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. In Jesus' holy name, amen and amen.